Most of Iowa's counties now have at least one confirmed case of COVID-19. And in many of the state's rural counties, there's just a handful of cases. But as Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports, this has given some a false sense of security that rural areas could be more protected against the virus.
Shelley Bickle has long worried about COVID-19 coming to Wayne County.
Because as you know, most critical access hospitals don't have more than two ventilators.
Bickle is the administrator for the county health department. She says she's been sending out information to residents for weeks. But Bickle's concerned it will take at least one confirmed local case in the county to really get people's attention.
I don't want to say people aren't taking it serious. The elderly for sure are. And I don't see many young people out, so I'm thinking they do. But it's different when you don't have a case or you have hundreds of cases.
In neighboring Apennines County, there has been a confirmed COVID-19 case. But lifelong resident Terry Tuttle says that hasn't worried him.
I'm not overly concerned because I believe that person has since passed away. And from what I've been told, they were elderly and in a nursing home facility.
Tuttle is the owner of Captain's Landing Restaurant in Moravia. He says a lot of people are following social distancing recommendations there, but he says he also feels safer living in a sparsely populated area.
The thing I'm very thankful for, as well as my family, is that we live in southern Iowa, as compared to living in Des Moines or even a larger city.
But experts say rural areas are much more vulnerable to COVID-19 than many realize. Megan Srinivas is an infectious disease specialist in Fort Dodge.
We are a much older population. We're a population that has a lot more comorbidities. And both of those things places us at high risk for having severely ill patients.
Srinivas says the problem is testing is still limited, so it's unclear how many cases are out there. And she says rural areas lag behind their urban counterparts when it comes to the spread of the virus.
People have this false sense of security that's only going to enable the virus to be able to penetrate our populations more.
A University of Texas study released earlier this month predicted if there's just one confirmed COVID-19 case in a rural county, the chances of an undetected outbreak increases from 9% to 51%. And at a press conference this week, Governor Kim Reynolds said Iowans should just assume the virus is in their community, no matter where they live. But this message can be hard to spread to some rural areas, even those with significant cases. Loayza County has had more than 150 cases, mostly linked to a huge outbreak at a Columbus Junction food processing plant. Sean Main is the mayor of Wapello, which is 14 miles from the pork plant.
We were a little surprised that it took off as quickly as it did.
But Main says he's not worried about an outbreak in his town. He says Wapello does have some cases, but residents are following precautions.
Loayza County is so rural, there is not one street light in the entire county. So we're already kind of spread out a little bit.
In Ella McKee County, which has had two dozen cases, Robin Harmon, the owner of a bar and grill in New Albany, says she's had to worry more about her restaurant, which has lost two-thirds of its business.
I guess I don't think about it because I just think about coming to work, but the people that have underlying health issues, they're nervous about it because, you know, they don't want to catch it.
But some rural areas say they're worried about visitors bringing the virus to their area. In Dickinson County, Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Arrett says they've seen a lot of people coming from urban areas like Des Moines or Omaha to their vacation homes. Arrett says they've asked anyone coming from outside the county to self-isolate for 14 days.
We don't want a bunch of people up here in our county to end up with COVID because, you know, somebody came in for the summer from somewhere else and then brought it with them.
Earlier this month, Wayne County got a lot of attention when a local man hosted a horse auction that drew 600 people from eight states. County Health Administrator Shelley Bickle says her department and many of the county's residents strongly opposed it.
The problem was it came down to one man who we went out and talked to him. Everybody talked to him. He didn't listen.
Right after that auction, Governor Reynolds imposed stricter restrictions that would stop similar events from happening. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.